Love it.
Oh, this is Rambo Merkin. With Carly and Kenny. Or is it Kenny and Carly? I don't think we've really established who's who yet.
It's probably Carly and Kenny. Kenny and Carly?
Carly and Kenny? Does that sound better? Just because what the woman always comes first, you bitch.
Unless you're in Japan. Isn't that the Austin Powers joke? Sometimes men come first, women come first. I don't know. I ruined it.
I don't think women ever come first, except for when it comes to, unless it comes to bitching.
And sometimes not at all. That's the punchline.
almost, not at all. Yeah, that's exactly how it was. You were playing the man, I was playing the woman. So it's been a while since we've seen each other.
You're sitting right across from me.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Whatever, Kenny.
You're blind, but we'll get to that later.
I am blind. I have a nice interest in pornography, for sure.
No, that's good. That's great for blind people. But yeah, it's been a while since we've had the show. Why the hell is that, really?
Well, should we get down to brass tacks? It's all Karen's fault.
Freaking Karen's fault.
Bitch, Karen. And we've tried to work around her schedule, and she just is Karen-y and just cock-blocked us at every possible avenue.
Yeah, she pod-blocked us.
Why you gotta be pod-blacking?
Pod-blacking?
Pod-blacking.
Do you really think black people are listening to the podcast?
Not anymore.
Yeah, after the first show, no black people are listening to this.
We can just abbreviate and just use PM now.
Yeah, PM. Yep. Just PM-blocking.
I just want to do hood rat stuff.
With my friend. With him, them, smoking with cigarettes. Oh, I love that video. It's a video on YouTube. A little kid who stole.
You could have killed a few people. Well, yeah, but I just want to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
That's why I want to steal my grandma's car. If I stole a car right now, like for
grandma
how crippled
got
I am.
Run over by a hood rat.
By a cripple. If I stole a car, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd like be hitting stuff and with my friend smoking the cigarette.
Open a Shasta.
Shasta and Thunderbird. it's a mixed drink. It's new. It's almost 2012. That's the thing. It's been a while since we've done this show, but it's all Karen's fault.
It is Karen's fault. But she deserves some sort of
recognition. Maybe I don't know if we should call it award.
More like public humiliation, I would say.
Public humiliation. What is public humiliate? What could be good for public humiliating?
Well, on the last show, we did set up some sort of a spectrum for good awards and bad awards.
Okay.
And I do remember the one was a Karen.
Yes, I remember one was a Karen.
And then the five was Rolls.
Yeah, Rolls and Karen, yeah.
But I feel like...
Yeah, you feel?
That Karen kind of put us on blast. We even tried to get her boyfriend on.
Yeah. We thought that would be one way to her to get up here. Is her getting her boyfriend do it?
She did express interest once we talked to people close around her that we actually did our first show and then tried to get them on. And then she went, "Hey, when are we doing the podcast, you guys?"
Oh, sorry, I have to be hung up. I have to be drunk and not go to sleep until 6 a.m.
Then she decides to pick up some sort of crack habit and then, not go to sleep until 7. So obviously, I'm not going to be doing it by 2 p.m., you guys. We can do it next week or month, right? That's fine.
Yeah, next Wednesday's cool, right? Yeah, so I think she deserves the PM award.
Oh, you just... completely bypass the entire scale. Are you sure? She did.
Nope.
She did make us pretty surly. I do have to say.
Yeah,
that.
She brings Surly Kenny out. She, but completely bypasses the roles to the Trump PM award.
Which is really hard to make you surly because didn't you say you forget everything?
Yeah, I have a very short term memory loss problem. I don't know if I do or not.
Does that have something to do with your spinal cord? Just a hunch.
Yeah, I broke my neck at the first vertebrae, so now I'm no longer my brain works. Yeah. So for it's vertebrae 1, 2, and 3, cervical spine 1, 2, and 3. That's where all my memories.
And flying ability. No, you can fly though, right?
Yeah, I can't walk. I can fly. Okay. I just have what's it called?
Your jetpack.
Yeah, I have a jetpack, but it has hand controls. Damn it! They need to have mouth controls with the jetpack.
A chin control? If I ever got paralyzed and I had to use one of my my
one
chin
of your chins, one of your chins.
One of my many chins. I would be a baller because I have the biggest chin ever. Just strap that like control on my chin, and I could probably do like fucking figure eights.
you can do figure eights and have a midget be sitting on it at the same time. You have your own sidecar on the front of your face. It's a front car. Front car with Carly's chin.
My chins start arguing about who gets to drive.
No, I get to drive. No, I do. And then there's like the backseat driver. No, I do. What the hell? Where'd that one come from?
Shut up, Eugene.
Crimson Carly.
Crimson Carly.
With the crimson chin. Yeah. So Karen definitely gets the PM award for this week.
She does get the PM award. And that might offend her, but... You know, maybe we have to do something to motivate her. Yeah. I mean, she can't really defend herself unless she gets on this freaking show, so.
So, sorry, Karen, if when you are listening to this, because I know you get up really upset that all we do is talk crap to you.
She had her poo pen ready and everything.
I know. She's like, I have a poo pen. I'm ready to be on the show. I'm like, sorry, Karen, we're not video broadcasting
this.
Poo pen in the face. So, on a lighter note... Mm-hmm. We have the Merkin of the Week award.
We do.
But this is like kind of out of left field.
I let you take this award, this one.
Yes,
so.
And the thing is, this woman is getting a Merkin of the Week award not because of how good it is, but how goodly bad it is.
God damn it, I should have never given you that freedom.
I know, I'm like, hey, what do you want the Merkin of the Week award? To be good or bad? And you're like, well,
what if it's so bad that it's good? Oh, well, looks like we're not doing good.
So this woman, she calls 911 because she ate too much food. And
911, what is your emergency? Well, I ate too much food.
Well, this Taco Bell went down the wrong pipe.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to take your index and the finger right next to it. Let's call it the middle. Go ahead, open your mouth, your pie hole, and stick the two directly down into your esophagus until you gag. Thank you. Come again.
How do you think I fed myself? I don't know. That's how
this
I did
time,
it.
This time, instead of food, put your hand in your mouth.
Yeah, she's like, that only takes up. What do I do with the other half of my mouth? So she was jailed. She was actually arrested for eating too much. Her name was Mary Ellen Lisi. Maybe it's Lessie. It's like her.
I feel like
she cold. Is a fat whore.
But whenever you have like a Mary Sue or a Brenda Jane or like a hyphenated first name, you're gonna have this sort of problem. Just a little hunch that I have.
So hyphen means very
in
big.
In the first name. Hyphen in the first name. Hyphen in the last name
means
like
you're a controlling bitch. Oh.
Yeah, a controlling, lesbian. Probably lesbian with a Chinese baby bitch. Yeah.
Ooh. Why Chinese baby?
No reason.
You're like, I'm a huge lesbian, but my baby's really smart.
Because black was so 2007, that's why.
Because black was so podcast number one.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to offend equally. Foolish. It's never going to happen. It's always going to be on the PMs.
So, a PM. A Tylenol PM. It's for the good hangovers when you have Thunderbird. Tylenol
for
PM.
Everyone else so they don't get a headache when they're around PMs.
It just knocks you out completely. It actually just makes the PM punch you in the face, so that's how it gets.
You're going to have to suffer, at least be unconscious. Tylenol PM.
So this woman was, when she was arrested, she was told to, her boyfriend, her boyfriend told police that I had to leave because she was talking way too much, which, that's why I say her mouth is incredibly fat, because apparently she ate too much and she was talking at the same time.
Oh my.
And when officers asked for her to write the statement, she's like, my name is Mary Ellen Lisi. I have beaten. I believe in God and he forgives me.
I have beaten?
I have beaten.
You have beaten what? Batter? Dough? What have you beaten? That was her statement.
I have beaten batter. I believe in God And he, but actually, I think she said, "My name is Mary Felice. I have beaten. I have beaten God. I have forgiven me."
Oh my God! I think it's very important. She's retarded and, you know, smacking at the same time, apparently. But
She's like, "I may joke, but I do not crack. I will not. I will live for as long as I live." And I'm like, "What?"
I don't even have anything to say about that.
That's why it is so amazing that she's just so horrible.
She should continue to eat herself to death, which I'm sure she'd do anyway. But I mean, now she has our stamp of approval with the Merkin of the War, Merkin of the Week award.
The Merkin stamp of approval.
Hooker stamp of the Merkin.
That's your name, but
I know. I'm Hooker stamp. You're Puto ticket, so.
Which no one understands that.
No, perfect. I know. Sometimes it's fun to discuss inside jokes.
Yeah, like it's obviously good to discuss inside jokes.
Clearly.
Okay, clearly.
Yeah, that's the proper.
Clearly. Okay, well, since that woman, I on the website rambomerkin.com there, mm-hmm. I put a picture of her up there, so you can see her. She's a little Mexican, and she looks a little gay.
Gay Mexican?
No, she looks a little Mexican, but she looks very gay.
What makes her look gay, Kenny?
She just has it. I can see it in her eyes.
I can see it in your eyes.
I can see it in her smile.
Do you feel it in your fingers?
Feel.
How about your toes?
I feel.
Ooh.
I can't even feel my fingers. So you hit me. You hit me like right in the face on the first one, not the second one.
It's like this just completely overlooks rape, and I just went straight to gang rape and just hit you where it hurt, Kenny.
Yeah, you hit me where it doesn't hurt. And that's where it hurts the most. Hit me where it doesn't hurt, and that's what makes it hurts. Well, since this woman looks a little lesbian and gay to me.
You didn't even tell me why she looks gay to you.
She looks because it takes one to not know one. It takes one to judge one.
It takes a completely heterosexual person to judge a straight up
queer.
Yeah. Speaking of gay. Gay.
What are you doing?
I have nothing.
Never even heard that before.
Me either. Not once, not never.
You put your Thunderbird down.
I'm sorry. I was drinking my scissorp.
You're Sarly, I'm Surly.
Surly Sarly.
Surly Sarly? Is that your name?
Yeah, I can adopt that.
I am Surly Sarly.
Surly Sarly. I have 21 chromosomes. Anyway.
And somehow I have three, and I have three of number 23. Yeah, I've trisomy. I've trisomy 23.
Trisomy.
Yeah, I know biology.
Sorry, I know. Fag. Anyway, speaking of fags.
There's a good segue on anything. Speaking of fags.
Oh, speaking of fags. You know what? After listening to the first podcast, it's completely off topic. But I heard my voice. I heard my voice. Yeah. And it sounds like I'm trying to do a radio voice. Mm-hmm. But then I realized it's just my douchey ass voice. So, I don't know. I had a little complex about that. Yeah. I sounded like I was like, well, KFI 100.
KFI, I don't know my own call letters.
KFI QUEE.
This is Rambo Merkin. Rambo Merkin, KUNT.
UNTZ.
If I had enough money to buy my own radio station, that's what I'd make the call letters. Just KUNT.
You'd have to add the Z for the street cred for the hood rats.
Yeah, I like to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
With my friend, one friend.
So I have little LaShante or whatever his name is.
Oh, listen. He should have gotten the freaking Merkin of the Week award.
He should have, shouldn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, wasn't that like a video that came out a long time ago?
Yeah, it came out in like 2008 or something.
Are you serious? And I'm just now hearing
that. I know. If you wanna, his name's Letarian, actually, and we'll play that right now.
He sounds like an intellectual.
Typical 7-year-old, fewest age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets. It all started at his mother's townhouse. Letarian says he took the car keys and hopped into his grandmother's Dodge Durango.
When I came through the back door, I looked on the counter, my keys were gone.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, and he smoked with cigarettes.
He started the vehicle.
He smokes with cigarettes.
He smokes with cigarettes.
Yeah, he doesn't just smoke cigarettes.
He smokes with them.
He's like, I'm with cigarettes. Actually, that's probably his friend's name.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm Letarian. This is my friend Cigarettes.
And I smoke with my friend Cigarettes.
Yeah, well, you can. You think, you're like, I'm smoking Newports. No, they're smoking weed.
My friend, his friend Cigarette in Newport, they like had a falling out. I'm all with Cigarettes.
Yeah, we were a threesome with Cigarettes and Newports, and then they switched to Virginia Slims, and they got way too uppity for me.
This is my girlfriend Capri.
But Letarian, why did you do this?
Fun to do bad things, drive into a car.
But did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood stuff with my friend.
It all.
He passes over that. Did you know that you could perhaps kill someone? Well, yes.
Well, yeah, whatever. But I like doing hoorat stuff.
I had hoorat things to do.
I love how this is like 3-year-old news.
I'm like Rambo Merkin.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear that Christopher Reeves died? Oh my God!
Well, I heard about Sonny Bono running into that tree, and I've been just depressed ever since.
Sonny Bono actually ran into a tree in my hometown.
Oh, he did in Tahoe.
Yeah, I was at Heavenly Valley in Tahoe. I remember. I don't know if it was in high school or middle school or whatever, but yeah, he was there. Ran into a tree.
Did you run into a tree?
I run into a tree constantly. No, you know, that was the thing. I ran into like 13 trees when I was skiing, and I never got hurt. But then I trip over a curb, and then I break my neck.
Oh, great. Clumsy-ass Kenny. Look what you did now.
I fall off of a 200-foot cliff, and I'm fine. But then I'm like, hey, do you you want pintos and cheese or bullshit? Ah!
That'll teach you to step on a crack.
Yeah, that turns your own neck. Oh, Jesus.
Step on a crack. Wah, 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 wah. No?
Yeah, that's sexy. Sexy break. Step on a crack.
Your mama's back. Hey, it's better than hair, okay?
Oh, fuck God. You. Don't even bring that shit up. I'm so glad that we're over that first song.
Well, now we're on to fucking Willow Smith.
I honestly love Willow Smith way better.
Oh,
she's way sexier.
I'm gonna blame that on your retardation. Well, she is way sexier.
She looks. She is more of a woman than Lady Gaga.
Allegedly.
That sounds a little statutorily molestarian on my part.
Molestarian.
Yeah, molestarian. Statutorily.
Karen didn't have to be such a hog and take the PM award. We could have given it to Willow Smith.
Yeah, if she was here, Willow Smith would have gotten it. Or Lady Gaga.
But our schedules didn't match up, so whatever.
Yeah, she had to sleep till 6 a.m. Oops.
Oopsie.
All right, well, speaking of fag.
Speaking of something we were talking about 45 minutes ago. what do you have to get off your chest about the gay people? It seems like you have something you want to tell me or say or...
I love dick.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on. Speaking of
dick.
What do you have to say, Kenneth?
No, I don't have... I have no problem with myself.
Well, I certainly do. You keep bringing up the gay, so I'm just going to let you go with that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Jonah Mowry.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
You know more about this than I do.
Okay.
I just saw it one time.
I want to preface this by saying... Before I start bullying this kid that has been bullied and made a heart-wrenching video on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
I did watch it, and I did get a little teary-eyed, okay? So I'm going to freely admit that before we get into anything.
You got teary-eyed?
So I got a little teary-eyed. I think it was
a really touching story, right?
Well, a little bit. And he was, you know, all... crying, and then it was probably the music. He was holding up the cards, and so I need to say that I did get a little sad when I watched it, and I got a little misty eyed.
All right, well,
but then I like dove into it a little more. So let's play a little sample of the initial video.
All right, yeah. If you're on RamboMerkin.com, play the video right now because we're gonna start playing it.
1, 2, play.
Go. Oh, hi. I'm Jonah. Okay, oh, he did a little smiley face on it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I look happy, right?
That's just a facade.
He does not really look happy.
It's not the
right Oh, well, I'm not. Okay, that makes sense then.
Help, I have done it.
See, pretty heart-wrenching already.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm the real Jonah Mowry. I've done things. What, was there a fake Jonah Mowry out there that's like...
He's done hood rat things.
Yeah, he's done hood rat things with his... No, he doesn't have any friends, so... Things I'm not proud of. Ooh, I've cut... He has a lot of scars.
Emotional scars.
I'm sorry, I can't see any scars. What is he? He's just holding up his arm.
This is my arm.
This is my arm. This is my scapula. You don't see anything there because I'm using a Nikon thing from 1998.
That music has to do something to me.
Suicide was an option. Okay. And the first time I cut myself, I was in the second grade. He's like, I was in Boy Scouts, and they told me to use the knife forward to back. I get bullied every day and started in the first grade. Well, that's because he cries all the time.
But initially, I didn't know that.
And I'm starting eighth grade next month.
He's scared. I really think it was the song that made me emotional.
You really? You think it was? I'm not...
I really feel like it was the song.
He has one close friend left, though. See, at least he still has his mom. I mean, it is a single parent, though.
You spelled grandma wrong.
The rest of his friends are starting high school, Carly. Does that mean he's always friends with older men?
On Grindr.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Yeah, he's
of the hood rat.
This is gay.
It's a little touching though, isn't it?
It's well, just because he's crying and I feel.
And he's holding up the cards. He's not talking.
Yeah, why doesn't he talk?
Well, I don't know. We'll get to that later, probably.
I don't know if I can handle much more of this.
All right.
But he doesn't know why.
He doesn't. He feels alone and bullied.
I'm feeling very alone right now. But I geese I do? I don't know why, but I geese I do. It's because you can't fucking spell.
All in one place? Gooses?
It's G-U-E-S. Geese.
I would make fun of him too if this motherfucker like can't spell.
Cause I kinda hate me too. I hate you right now. C-U-Z I kinda hate me too.
I bet you he used the wrong two, didn't he?
No, he used two O's.
Oh, good job,
He doesn't
Jonah.
Know how to spell because or geese, but he knows how to use the proper grammar of two.
Maybe he thought the extra S on guess would be redundant. You never know.
Yeah. Then I want to see in my sisipi.
Okay,
how do you spell? M-I-S-I-S-I-P-I. I hate to see him spell Mississippi.
His horrible spelling. Okay, just looking at the video, what do you think he gets bullied for, if you had to guess? Besides being a crybaby and having horrible spelling abilities, if you had to guess.
I don't know. He seems like a cool kid to me.
Did you need to pause to collect yourself?
Yeah, I was going to say, he probably gets... he's middle school. This is what, in seventh grade, everyone gets bullied when they're in seventh grade. That's like the defining moment of your life. It's just be like, are you straight or are you gay?
Well, see, but no one's talked about the gay. We're just assuming he's gay at this point.
Well, what else can you assume? He's not talking.
I know. And he is crying, so one would assume that's pretty faggy.
If you don't talk and you cry, you're gay. Sorry, Helen Keller. Helen Keller was just a dyke.
A quiet dyke.
She was just a like to be by herself.
Antisocial dyke. Oh, all right, so I'm gonna ask you to go ahead and play the next video, and then that might give you a clue into why he gets bullied. But you know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. Let's see if we can decipher it.
What's the next one?
That's the one where he's on the news.
Oh, right?
The news story.
Is this Good Morning America?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now we're joined by the brave young man you just saw, 14-year-old Jonah Mowry, along with his mom and his dad, Peggy Sue and Kevin, and his brother, Julian. Welcome to you all.
Oh, he has a brother. That's nice.
So
his brother looks cool.
Must feel pretty good to have
7.8
million supporters behind you, including Lady Gaga, Perez Hilton, and so many more.
Yeah.
What a difference a few months makes.
Yeah.
I was just, like, really happy and excited to know that, like...
Do you have any guesses yet?
No, he's totally straight.
You think so? You think he loves the vagina? You think he beats it up all the time on the reg?
Yeah, I actually really think he loves vagina.
I'm just not sure why I got bullied, because I have lots of friends and they're all girls.
You're not using enough nose, Carly.
And we cry together and we go to the bathroom together.
I thought I paused the video. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. And I like Lady Gaga.
Hold on.
But I just feel like...
Yeah. What a difference a few months makes.
Yeah. I was just, like, really happy and excited to know that, like...
That it's okay to be gay.
People would be there for me and, like, the topic was getting the attention it needed.
You know, the thing that worries me is when she's like, you have 7.5 million YouTube videos viewers behind you. She forgot to split that in half because half of the people are female.
And even if they were behind him, what would they do?
They'd bully him.
It's not like he would enjoy that anyway.
Donkey punch him.
You know why you're getting bullied, Jonah? It's because you're a big old queer. I don't know why that's a surprise to you. You can't spell and you're a big old queer.
I don't even think it's the queer part. It's totally
he talks like this.
No, it's just totally he just can't spell. It's just he's a big note passer in class. All he does is pass notes, and so they're just like, what the hell? I geese, I'm going to the party tonight.
Why are you always talking about geese, Jonah? It's getting really old.
No,
not into it.
It's it's like I geese im. It's im. It's not I'm. I geese im going to the party tonight.
To the party.
Going to the party.
He could fix this if he just got hood rat friends.
Yeah, if he just stole his grandmother's car. That's why his that's why his grandma's not there. Because if she was in his life,
she disowned him, and he can't steal her car to be a hood rat
with his friend. Over his stuff with his friend.
But I don't smoke cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Oh, well, I'm seeing... Oh, he just posted a new video on YouTube.
He did. Yeah, I bet he's all chipper in this one. Let me guess, right?
Well, I mean, he has...
Let me guess.
He has 3.15...
billion followers behind him.
Let's see. Hey, Hi Dire? Well, okay, this one's called Hi Dire What Jonah.
Is that his excellent spelling?
I don't know if it's Hi Dire. H-A-I-D-A-I-R. That's the title of this video. Hi Dire. What was Jonah Mowry lying? You decide.
Ooh, it's like a conspiracy theory.
This is like Fox News. It's like, we report, you decide. Let's do it.
We tell you what to think, but you decide. Or think you
do. Oh, my. No, it says Ron Paul, 2012. For true change. This is... I guess he likes Ron Paul, though. Can't be all bad. Because we've established I'm the libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
Back to show one.
Didn't we call you, like, something else? Like a fag?
Like a queer?
Something
derogatory? Something like that.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Sorry, yeah. That was playing.
Try not to laugh.
Okay, all right.
This is my friend Kira.
Hello.
I'd just like to say to the people who think now you cannot see us at all.
Oh, that's kind of better.
Hold on a moment. To the people who think that nobody likes me,
What was that? What did he say?
To the people who think that nobody likes me,
they're right.
100% correct.
Except for this, my sister sitting next to me.
almost my entire school loves me. I don't want to sound like...
Oh, so now he's just a conceited asshole who can't spell.
Seems like he has some sort of personality disorder.
And apparently he had someone to write all of these annotations for him because he spelt Ron Paul right.
Oh, he did.
Afghanistan. Which is a difficult word.
And Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad.
Is he still talking?
Conceited or anything, but yeah. And the video was made 4 months ago.
And I had a crappy camera then, so you couldn't really see my scars, but... I don't know if...
What? Is that him or you smacking?
It was me.
Okay, because that is like, it's going directly in line with exactly what he's doing. He's like, you can't see my scars because they're on the inside. The camera wasn't quite good enough because the scars were on the inside.
It'd be better if he was like, you can see my scars, and makes long pauses like...
Here, no, no. Hold on, we can recreate our own. Ready?
Alright, go.
Made 4 months ago. And I had a crappy camera then, so you couldn't really see my scars. But I don't know if you can see them now, because...
No lip smacking? Alright, okay.
Okay. Okay, you can kind of see it.
Oh, hey, they went away.
Well, they're almost gone. So, yeah.
I saw them. They're real.
I did them.
All my best friends.
Oh, my God. I can't even watch any more of this shit.
I know. So, I think we've offered a full picture on this. Like, he's flamboyantly homosexual.
Okay.
Says everyone hates him. Can't spell. Seems like he's got a personality disorder. Why is it a newsflash that he's getting bullied?
Is it
a
person?
Has a crappy camera. I mean, come on.
Is it a personality disorder because he just he doesn't like to talk in front of a camera by himself?
I wouldn't say that, but I would say that he's probably completely narcissistic. Because when you're narcissistic, you have like these swings between I'm the best person in the world.
I like to take pictures of myself and post them on Facebook.
And if you don't like it, then I'm going to feel suicidal and think like I have no friends.
And then I'll write on cards and then make a video of myself just holding them up and not saying them.
He would have done better to draw a fucking farm of geese on the cards, and I would have gotten his message, you know, better than the geese. I geese. But he used the right too. So, I mean, I can't rip him, you know.
So, he just doesn't know how to spell, but he has good grammar.
He does not have good grammar. He has, you know, I can't... Well, I mean, he's got good jaws. Strong jaws. He's got a strong jaw. That's all I can really tell you he has.
How does that have to do...
That's the only compliment I can give him with the...
Oh, okay. He knows how to throw. He's what's it called when you, it's like not protruding, but what was it like when your voice, what's it called?
Throw your voice?
Not throw your voice, but it like, it goes somewhere like, I don't know. God damn it.
I wish you would throw your voice at me.
I wish I could throw the end of that sentence at you. I'm too retarded to do that.
I know. You're developmentally behind.
Oh, God, I need to write some... Hold on, let me grab some cards. I need to write some emotional stuff on them right now.
A goose.
Oh, I'm going to draw a goose. I'm going to draw a geese. Because there's no such thing as goose. It's
draw
only the plural
gooses.
Version.
Draw, like, three gooses.
Yeah, I'll draw them and put them on the website.
Thank you. Kenny's drawings. That should be his little thing, a little tab on the website.
Oh, me doing Pictionary?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, exactly. Guess what Kenny drew?
And it won't even be live Pictionary. It'll be like delayed Pictionary. I'll just put it on the website. People can write comments below.
Three weeks later. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Who cares what this retard drew?
Yeah, because no one still figured it out. It was a stick.
That was a picture of Kim Jong-il. Sorry, you guys not get it.
No, it was Kim Jong-un, you retard.
Sorry, typo. Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
You and I are right next to each other, you guys.
Yeah, sorry, Jonah Mowry wrote his name.
See, it was the music. The music was the only thing that tugged on my heartstrings. Then you hear this little queer, like...
Oh, come on. You can't... you can't just call him a queer.
He's a little queer.
We didn't even know he was gay.
Yeah, until he opened his big queer mouth, and then we heard the fact that he was gay. Plain as day.
Plain as gay.
Plain as gay as a goose in the night. I don't know.
As a geese.
A geese.
There's no goose. No singular. Only geese.
I like gooses and geese.
I like turtles.
Oh God, that's a whole nut. Cigarettes and turtles.
I like cigarettes with my friend Turtle. Smoking with cigarette. I really think his friend's name is Cigarette. Sorry.
I really do too. I'm not even going to fight that one. Cigarettes.
Cigarette.
Who read thing with my friend? So, yeah. I mean, that's the reason he's getting bullied. If you're gay, you're going to get bullied. If you're flamboyantly gay, you're going to be bullied.
Unless you're actually nice to everyone.
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
If you're, like, there's, like, the gay people, what, in middle school? Oh, in middle school, if you're gay, you get bullied. So that's why you don't come out until you're in college. And then everyone loves you.
You come out in college, and then it's, like, edgy, right? But you can't come out in middle school. You can't come out in high school. You can't sashay down the hallways.
Touche. It's touche. Come on, get your douche. Get your ballet terminology right.
Touche, yes. All the ballet.
That's why I didn't come out until now. Because I know my ballet terminology.
Ballet terminology. The more you know. But yeah, I mean, that's the reason. It's because he's flamboyantly homosexual. And then you add you can't spell on top of being flamboyant.
Yeah, if you are going to have
at least know how to spell.
Yeah, if you're going to have something that's taboo to be in like middle school or high school, you can't give any other problems with it.
Did you get bullied for anything in high school?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get bullied for it. Actually, I did get bullied in middle school, not high school. But the thing is, it was like, didn't get bullied for anything that really happened. It was like my friend ratted me out for something that didn't even happen because he was the gay one.
He threw up a flare in your direction so no one would know he loved the dick or something.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not stranded on the island over here. It's him over there.
Big queer over there with geese.
With one geese.
With a single geese in the night sky. Yeah, what was his friend's name? I think I have a...
No, it's not the person you're thinking about. It was another friend that I had.
What did he say you did? Did he say you did something like hugely gay?
Or? Yes, that's exactly what he did. I was it was like one of like the very very first times I like ever got drunk or something, and I think it was like in eighth grade, and we were just like on his computer or whatever, just like we're just drinking. I don't know if we were drinking Corona Lights or something, and we were just getting shit faced. I was like,
my first drink was ridiculous. It was like what's it called?
A Shirley Temple. You're hardcore.
A Virgin Shirley Temple. It was like a Smirnoff Ice, but it wasn't that.
Was it Zima?
No. Oh, I wish it was Zima. Zima was awesome.
Zima was really gay, but it was clear. Yeah. It was like 7-Up with a little bit of alcohol.
It was those super fruity ones that you get at CVS. It's like a not.
It wasn't like a wine cooler.
It was a wine cooler.
Oh, I don't know the names of wine coolers because I always because I would have been like all the bullies to Jonah Mowry to you if you were drinking wine coolers in high school.
I was such a bully.
You would have, if YouTube existed, you'd be writing cards all over that shit. If you were drinking wine coolers,
drinks a pina colada.
A pina. There's the problem. You call it a pina colada.
Is it a pina colada?
It's pina colada.
If you like pina coladas.
You like pina coladas. You making love in the run.
And having sex with gooses.
Geeses. So, yeah, when I was in middle school, we were getting drunk, and we ended up watching porn on his computer. And then my buddy, we're like just watching porn, and my buddy pulls down his pants and starts jerking off. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? And he like was jerking off in front of me, and he's like, dude, if you go down on me, I'll go down on you after. And I'm like, what? I was like, sorry, man. I was like, you know what? I can't do this. I have to go home. I'm like, I have to walk home. Fuck this shit. I'm like, I was like, then this is like my friend since elementary school, since like third grade. And so when I leave,
Can I ask you something?
What?
Were you not tempted at all?
Oh, not at all.
If he would have had a mocha tip dick, would you have been tempted?
All right, more inside jokes. Well, yeah, there's just Google big black dildo on, and you will see a red tipped, a red tipped black dildo.
It's a black as night dildo with a red tip on it. Anyway, go on. But you weren't tempted at all?
No, I wasn't. I was extremely tempted. No,
no, but see, like. As an eighth grade boy,
I'd be like,
get a blowjob.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, well, I might get blown. But wait, that means I have to blow him? Okay, no.
Like, so that seems fair.
Yeah,
seems
like, what if I give you a hand job? Would you then blow me?
Okay, if he just offered just to blow you, would you have done it?
No way.
Really, though?
Yeah, I would. I never would have done it.
As an eighth grade boy, like, just a free blowjob? Because those don't come, you know, like... You know,
they're just not handed out every day.
They don't just fly out of the sky.
They're just not mouthed out every day.
Exactly. Mouthed out.
Well, hand jobs are handed out, I figure. Blowjobs are mouthed out.
Hand jobs are mouthed out, and blowjobs are
handed out. You don't know what you're doing, then. That's the middle school version.
You want a blowjob? Wink. I fucking hate blowjobs. I can do that myself. Ooh.
Yeah, I blew myself last night. That'd be great. If it's like when you're in middle school and you're first learning like all the terms for like jacking off, you just fuck with your friends. Be like, yeah, blowjob is when you touch yourself with your hand and you come. So yeah, it's called blowing yourself. Oh, that's cool.
Why do they call it a blowjob? Oh, because you know, you make a lot of wind and it blows back.
It's like kind of suctioning the tip of your dick. You're like, oh, okay. So you go to school. Dude, I just blew myself. Yes, last night. For the first time.
You guys should really all blow yourselves too. It's real fun.
If I ever have a child.
You just mix up all the terms.
Yeah.
Anal sex is regular sex.
No. It's like looking at porn, I'm gonna say, is anal sex. And it's called giving. No, it's called receiving. Yeah, I was just receiving anal last night. I received anal for like 8 hours while I was blowing myself.
That was the best experience ever. That's really gay, Kenny. Fag.
No, I was just, no, it's not gay to blow yourself. It's not gay to receive anal. Come on.
Come on, everyone does it. Oh my god. Okay, but you weren't tempted at all.
No,
you just left.
No. The thing is, I was on my way out and I tripped over his dog. Like who was like was laying at the door. And like
did you finish?
What? Yeah, then I came. Okay. So I tripped over his dog and like his dog was like laying at the top of the stairs and I fell over and so my head was down and my legs were still on the dog, so I was trying to push my way back up. And so it may have looked weird when all you do is see my feet from behind and like I'm halfway over the dog and like my head is down underneath. And so he's like, what are you doing trying to fuck my dog? And, like him all
I
drunk.
I won't blow you, but I'll fuck the shit out of your dog.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to give you oral over here and you're being queer over there trying to fuck my dog. So I did that and I was like finally got up or whatever and he just made the comment. It's probably just like once. He's like, what are you trying to fuck my dog? Joking. And then that was like on a Friday night. I went home. I like didn't talk to him at like after that. Like,
last Friday night, tried to fuck my friend's dog.
Try to blow myself while receiving anal. So I was like, went to school, like didn't talk to him that Friday, Saturday, like Sunday, or it was Friday night, didn't talk to him Saturday, Sunday, go to school on Monday. And like, I sit at, the table, like, or I, like I sit, you know, everyone has their own little lunch tables in middle school. So like I go over and go like start to talk to him or not to talk to him, go sit at the table.
You weren't sitting in your chair at this point.
No, I was walking. Okay. So I go, yeah, you think I was heading for the stairs in my wheelchair?
You tripped over the dog in the wheelchair. Yeah. That would have made for such a better story.
I got to do that again. So
the dog dies.
So I get up and like I walk over to the table and I go to sit down and all of them leave. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, because like my buddy was already sitting there. I go over the table, all of them leave. And I'm like, what the hell? And they go sit at another table. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so one of my friends was like, dude, like your buddy just said in the whole table that you tried to fuck his dog last night. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he said you're acting really gay, offered to blow him and then try to fuck his dog.
But see, that's kind of genius because there's no coming back from
there that. There is.
Well, he tried to blow me.
No. Yeah, there is no coming. Exactly. Yeah, it's like I'm just grasping at straws after that. Like, he totally got to school early, went to lunch, like, cut out of class early, told all his friends that I offered to blow him and then tried to fuck his dog when he turned me down.
He's basically a genius because if you make the gay accusation first, everything you say after that is just inconsequential. Like, there's no coming back from that. Well, no, he was the gay. Shut up, queer. Like, that's how it's gonna go.
So for the entire, there's like the entire half of eighth grade, everyone thought I tried to bang his dog, which to this day everyone probably still thinks I did, but because I was only friends with him, I wasn't friends with anyone else. Everyone else hated me.
Is banging a dog something a hood rat would do?
I like to bang dogs with my friend's cigarette, do hood rat things,
and then I have a cigarette afterwards. Well, that story is just, ooh, I don't even know what to do with that. I'm gonna cherish that forever. Kenny's banging dogs. No wonder you can't walk and bang dogs. Like a god slap, try and bang some dogs and blow your friends. Hell no, with that.
No, I was receiving anal. We were receiving anal together while we're blowing ourselves.
Yes. While you were blowing yourselves, yes. That's right. So much better now.
that was like the only gay thing that story happened to me.
That's the only time you got bullied, and it happened to be a dog fucking gay story.
Yeah, that was the only time I really got bullied.
Well, congratulations.
Did you ever get bullied in school?
I did not get bullied.
Were totally the bully.
I was a big bitch. Like, my freshman year, I only hung out with like two people.
Word.
But then after that, I hung out with like the second year.
I increased my friends by 50%.
I was popular as fuck. But I was like second tier popular people. And if I was just a big bitch to everyone.
Is second tier popular people just like the people that are annoying to the actual popular people?
Basically.
It's like the ones that are like, hey guys, you want to hang out? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, fine, you can come along once, but you're really good friends with all those annoying bitches.
You know how, like, the top tier popular people right after high school, they all get fat, married, pregnant, all that. It was right below that, so we were a little smarter than them.
So it was all the nerds that just did the homework for the smart people.
Well, I was smart, but it was like on the down low. But no, I mean, if I was just a huge bitch to everybody, then I just didn't get messed with. So that was fine, and I just decided to hate everyone like I do now. Anyway, so no, I never really got bullied. I only got made fun of within my group of friends. So I was like that one friend for a couple years that, you know, gets to go along with the group, but still was like, fucking Carly. You know what I mean?
I have no idea what you mean at all.
Fucking Carly. You know what I mean. You got bullied. You're a fag. Whatever.
No, I'm not a fag. I just screw dogs.
No, okay, that's totally heterosexual.
Yeah, that's way. His dog was a girl, all right? Come on.
I'm not a fag. I'm trying to fuck a boy dog. But no, I mean, I was that one friend, just like that, I mean, for a couple years. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. Shut up, queer. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to bully you now.
Faggot, I'll bully you, and that way they won't bully me. So, yeah, I mean, not bad, but.
Yeah, but at least even if you're gay in high school or middle school, you can grow up to be successful.
I think so. Look at
what?
Johnny Weir, Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn's gay? I just thought he was fabulous.
Make it work.
No, make it work.
Make it work. Now there's a certain podcast that I listen to. And I've actually been on this podcast, so I
can't. What? You were on another podcast? What are you doing cheating on me?
I was a big podcast. No, not really. I've been on one podcast.
Just a pod whore?
I am a big pod whore, and I receive anal on them all the time.
I don't think that's called podsturbating.
I don't want to take part in that, Kenny. Not one bit. But no, I was on this podcast. All right,
then you could just blow yourself.
And now there's this new host that is an open flaming homosexual. And I can't talk shit on the actual host of this podcast because she was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't cry about it, you know, when I was on there, like the Jonah Mallory video. But this podcast does have a flamingly homosexual co-host, and we have a couple clips that I want to show you. And tell me if you think he's gay. Just your initial gut reaction. Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay.
If the gays like you, it always happens first.
Nope, not gay.
Nope, completely straight.
Yeah, he's cool.
He beats trend. The pussy up. On the reg.
He bitch slaps the pussy.
Stop so
it's,
it.
First it's the gays, then it's the young girls, and then it's society.
Another example.
Oh, of what? So, Hello Kitty.
Oh.
Gay Asian guys love
Madonna.
I'm sorry. Hello Kitty. He's talking about what? That trends start with gay people?
Apparently, yeah. Like, first the gays. If the gays like you, then like 3 years later, it's cool.
Okay, so he's saying Hello Kitty. Wait.
Oh.
Gay Asian guys love Madonna.
So, okay, so Hello Kitty. He said gay people like that first. So he's supposedly basically calling all of China gay, or Japan.
Pretty much. It's a pretty big accusation. They said gay Asians, but it's just Asians that like Hello Kitty.
Yeah, he already said, oh, well, Hello Kitty. Asians already liked that first, and he already called the entire nation of China.
And since when did gays ever like Hello Kitty?
Only gay Asians, but that means they're just Asian.
Yeah, no. There is no gay Asian that likes Hello Kitty. It's just Asia. Yeah,
even gay Asians are like, that's too queer for me.
That shit is
that's
gay.
That's too queer. That's too queer for me.
Way too queer. Way too queer for me.
Oh, I do not want the two butter. Oh, never mind.
I said Hero Kere.
Hero Kere.
I don't like Hero Kere. It's way too queer.
All right, let's hear some more of that.
I mean, Lady Glee, Gaga. Lady Gaga. Oh,
ponchos?
Ponchos and...
Are they talking about Mexicans?
I think they are talking about Mexicans.
So gays... You're gays like Mexicans first. They're ours.
That's probably their impeccable skin tone. No, your skin's so nice.
Oh, your skin's so nice. Oh, sorry, I was back in Asian.
It makes me want to say hello.
How do you have... See if you're gay Asian. I see. That's why I think it's impossible to be gay if you're Asian, because I don't think Asians can have lisps. I don't think it's in their vernacular.
I don't think so either. And they completely do not respect the idea of personal space. And flamingly homosexuals don't either. Well, I mean, that's just my theory, but...
Yeah, I have no theory on that, because I'm going to allow you to sink your own ship on that one.
All right, let me do it.
And fanny packs, yeah.
Apparently.
We have a friend, you guys.
I don't think they're fanny packs. I think it's like fanny packing shit. They're fanny packers. It's not fanny packs. It's fanny packers.
Oh, God.
We have a friend, you guys, and he's super gay. I mean,
Zaya,
super gay.
We love you.
And literally, he shows up at a bar.
Super gay.
Yeah, he said, we have a friend that's really gay.
I don't want to name names, but this guy is super gay. He receives anal and gives himself blowjobs on the reg.
This guy's super gay. His name is... It's just Lisp. That's his name. Sorry, I went right into the mic with that one. His name is All right, let's hear some more.
And literally, he shows up at a bar, and he shows up in a poncho and a fanny pack, and I have
no, he shows up packing poncho's fanny.
Skin is impeccable.
Yeah, for Poncho's impeccable skin, his fanny. His fanny with impeccable skin.
Can all right. You put my Bic pen in your fanny pack?
No. Can you put my poo pen in your fanny pack?
It's just so much storage. I can't get enough.
Oh, there's so much room!
We didn't even have to use that anyways.
In the fanny pack, and I have no defense.
He has a Hello Kitty purse and a Hello Kitty wallet.
No,
what is she saying?
The Asians here are getting jealous.
I don't know. I can't hear the bitch. She's just talking off the mic. Actually, she's a stupid cat. I can't hear anything she's saying. Hello?
Is it a vibrator?
Why are you, if you're going to be on the microphone, You actually need to be on like the microphone, because if you're like not going to be on the mic, why can't you can't even hear the person when they're on the mic?
That's gay as fuck. Stupid ass people can't even talk on the microphone.
Yeah, if you're like okay, especially when you have like good stuff to say. Like, how are you going to be talking and then actually on the microphone? Hey, I have this incredible joke, a punchline. Didn't you hear it?
Stupid ass cripple acting like he knows what he's talking about.
Cripple? What, you calling the gay man
what?
A cripple?
Hello?
Oh, what?
Can you hear me?
Nope. Oh, you got to get on the microphone.
I was filing my nails and patting my weave. I didn't know you could hear me.
You're sorry. Racist.
Hello? Can you hear me?
If anyone can actually do a lisp, like an Asian like accent in a lisp.
Please email us.
Yeah. Yeah, please email us at hatemail@rambomerkin.com. That's Rambo. Actually the email address. Email address.
We just assume it's all going to be hate mail yet.
Yeah, but if you love us, it's hatemail@rambomerkin.
Yeah. Tell us you love us at our hate mail address.
Is it a vibrator? Oh my.
Unfortunately, God. No.
Do they make a Hello Kitty vibrator? I think that would be
still
hot.
That'd
be cute.
I heard they do.
That would be really cute, right? How
Let's
can you
look
be
for it after.
I'll go. You want to go to Pleasure Chest together?
Yeah, we should.
Let's go.
But
for sure.
For sure.
When you're
nothing more redundant than a kitty in your cooch. How retarded is that? Hello, kitty. Oh, hello, kitty.
Hello, kitty. I'm a hello, kitty.
Oh, hello, kitty. Oh, hello to you, kitty.
The hello, kitty said hello, kitty to my kitty. Hello, me.
But hello, kitty is white, so that defeats the entire purpose. Oh, hello, yarrow.
Hello, Rary. Hello, yarrow.
Hello, yarrow, kitty. Keep it going.
Hate mail at rambomerkin.com. I may send ourselves an email.
Getting in the mood. I think the last thing is a huge white kitty with no mouth. Is
yeah. I'm just sorry. They just needed a pause there. Then carry on.
It's really gonna get me going.
No, nope,
they
totally
have
works.
Pearls on it, so it actually.
Oh, pearls.
What is what with her not being on the microphone again?
I like how
totally out of order.
I guess
I don't know, but it's really pissing me off. Some bullshit is what that is.
The thing is, I can hear you way better than I can hear her.
What are you talking about? Can you hear me now?
No.
Look at me now. So does Hello
Keep
Kitty
it.
Turn you on?
There we go.
No.
But she's lying, dude.
She's so far away from the microphone.
What does turn you on, though?
No, I can't hear shit.
Play some sexy music.
A hot man with broad shoulder.
With one broad shoulder? Right so.
I think we should let everyone just sit with that for a minute.
Play some sexy music.
A hot man with broad shoulder. Hot man with broad shoulder.
Shake it in.
With one broad shoulder, so Better it doesn't matter if he has a second shoulder. He's good to hunchback. You like hunchbacks?
The more debilitated, the better.
No harm meant to any of our hunchback listeners, because we do. We're very popular
them.
In Transylvania, I just have to say. We just Stop got this.
Very popular in Transylvania?
Since when did Transylvania
get Quasimodo?
Synonymous with hunchbacks. I would just like to know.
I want to back your hunch.
Unless there's a new Twilight book out.
Yeah, it's Team Quasi.
Are you Team Jacob, Team Edward, or Team Quasi? Oh, totally Team Quasi.
Oh my God, Team Quasi is just dude. He can like swing from the top of a bell tower all the way down on just a single rope.
A single rope? No way.
Yeah, he could totally do it. Team Quasi is the way to go.
Does this hunch glitter? Or
I wish glitter was the color, because that'd be my favorite color.
Team Quasi, what does he morph into? Ooh.
His back gets hunchier. He gets even a greater case of scoliosis.
His hunch.
Yeah, what's up with that? It's like
multiplies by two.
It's like the Disney is like, you know what? People that are, it's like romanticizing deformities.
It's and let's just back it up a little bit. The werewolf in Twilight. Because I'm going to drop some Twilight knowledge on you right now.
Oh, God.
He imprints on a toddler. Do you know what imprints means?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's in prints, which sounds gay.
Imprints.
Informally known as prints.
It gets... on this toddler. But no, he imprints on a toddler, which basically means he falls in love with a toddler.
Did you read Did you read Twilight? You had to. That's not in any of the movies.
Oh, no.
I don't really know.
I sure did. I read the fuck out of that. But now I need the next one to come out with a hunchback, because that would just, I mean, I think that solidifies the entire series. You know?
It's, I think it's actually just called Twilight because the hunchback is his hunch is covering the sun. So he's actually
or eclipse.
Yeah, exactly. It's Twilight Eclipse, the hunchback version. That's why.
Asshole, why'd you have to stand up halfway?
It's just the entire town is underneath that bell, the bell tower. That's just what happens.
Ugly motherfucker. Do we have any more of the clippers at it?
The more debilitating.
Wait. I left it off on the very good part.
The more debilitating.
I like his laugh right here.
The more debilitated, the better.
No harm meant to any of our Hunchback listeners, because we're very popular in Transylvania, I just have to say. We just got the statistics. True? Yes. No.
Yes.
Dracula and Asians.
So.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I can handle any more of that.
I know.
It was really good, though.
It was really good. I need more of that in my life. But let me just read to you.
You're the one who just read the Twilight books. Now I know how you found this clip.
And what's your point?
That you were just really hoping for Quasimodo to be in one of them.
Did you not read the Twilight books?
No, I watched the movies. I'm straight. Come on.
I watch the movies. I'm not no fag.
Yeah, I'm no queer.
I'm not gay, bro.
You're like, no, it's dogs, not men.
Well, let's see the description here. The Krista Show podcast.
Oh,
yeah. Let's see. With Krista Garner is all about reality. I'd like to just let you sit with that one for a minute.
What else am I going to do with that? Stand?
You can fly with it.
Yeah, I'll fly with it.
The show can be very dramatic, to very silly, to downright edgy. Was anything about that edgy?
It was very roundy to me.
It was very roundy and quasi-spherical-y. Sassy and sexy.
Sassy's right.
It was very sassy. We do have to say it's very sassy.
Very sassy.
And so... on our scale from Karen to Rolls, where would you rate that?
Karen to Rolls.
Karen is like mildly annoying to Rolls, which is like annoying as hell. And then we do have the Trump card, which is
I don't think it quite qualifies for that.
I don't think so either. I think we gave that out to Karen.
And it's already used up for the day.
It is used up for the day. So on a scale of Karen to Rolls, and you can do any of the 2, 3, 4. You can name those whatever you want. Where would you place that one?
I would do it on a 3. A three, which would be pursed lips, I think, would be a 3.
Pursed lips and a peace sign, or just pursed lips?
No, peace signs included. I thought that was obvious.
So duck face.
Yeah, duck face, peace sign, and with a half of an iPhone in the corner of the photo.
This is how that sounds. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. It's like stank nose almost, or stank face. I don't know what the hell it is. Perfect. I don't do that shit.
All right, well, then I'm inclined to agree with your rating, and that is our podcast of the week. We're going to have to
make some actual audio for that.
Podcast.
No, podcast of the week. We have it.
Shiggity. Yeah.
Oh, shiggity.
I really wish we had that clip from before in the show, because earlier in that show, whatever his name is, said,
shiggity. Yeah.
Shiggity. I mean, I think we should just keep that and use that whenever it's necessary.
Just use what?
Shiggity.
Shiggity.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, all right. So that got a duck face out of...
Okay. Perfect. I'm on Facebook right now, actually. Do I seem distracted at all, or...?
No, you didn't seem distracted at all. Why are you on Facebook?
I'm just always on Facebook.
You are the one. You are a big Facebook whore, but not like... You're like a whore from a distance.
I'm like a lurker whore. Like,
you're the peeping Tom whore.
I am. I'm a total lurker, so I'll lurk, and then...
You're the one blowing yourself outside the window while other people are inside on Facebook.
blowing myself outside the window while other people inside are receiving anal. But no, I lurk, and then I strike while the iron is hot, and then usually say something bitchy, and then never respond.
Oh, okay.
But there's some crazy, crazy shit on Facebook, and a lot of them are misspelled and horribly incorrect, but I have a couple that are quite hilarious. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, I want to hear them.
Okay, let me see.
And all these photos are on RamboMerkin.com, so you can check them out while you're listening.
All right, I have one from Heather. This post.
Heather just sounds annoying. I don't know if I've ever known a Heather that
and
was like
I
a cool.
Out that it's Heather with two R's. Heather.
Is it Heather like with T H U R R? Heather.
Cigarette. It's Heather, and this is the same day. This is 6 minutes apart.
Okay.
your promises. She did use the correct form of your. Your promises mean nothing.
So Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, obviously.
Oh, yes. The correct one.
Yeah.
All the I love yous mean nothing, period. Now, I'm really giving up on us and walking away. Forget Friday with a heart, the less than three symbol.
But oh, less than three. All right.
It's a broken one.
It's less than forward slash three.
Perfect. And then 6 minutes later, true love never fails. I think she's bipolar like Jonah Mallory. That's my hunch.
Everyone hates me. All I do is get bullied. Everyone at my school actually loves me.
So pretty much you need to fuck off. let's see here.
Here, I have one actually while you're getting yours ready.
Yeah, I need to find mine.
This one is actually my favorite one. It is... can you guys make sure I go to the gym tomorrow? LOL.
I knew you were going to do that.
that one was a really great Facebook post.
Who was that by?
That was by someone that starts with a C and ends with a Y.
Clearly.
That one's from yours.
I knew you were going to pick mine.
Hey, the thing is, I got that one before we even had this. I just made a photo of that one on my own before we even talked about doing this segment.
Fucking screen cap all my statuses. That's why I'm going to start hiding them from you now.
Yeah, but then I can't respond to them.
Well, perfect. All right, I have another one. This one's from Sierra. Definitely pregnant, which is interesting because she spelled definitely right, which is a word that trips up everyone for some reason. Everyone wants to like shove an A in there. Okay, so definitely pregnant, ultrasounds to follow, and then she tags someone's name. It starts with an L-I, so let's call him Liam. Ultrasounds to follow, Liam better step up. Liam responds, "Aw, shit, what the fuck, really? Seriously though, you've been fucking around on me. I know you have. I want a DNA test."
What? Sierra, this is all happening on Facebook?
Yeah, this is all Facebook. Then Sierra comes back, "Fuck that shit. Those are expensive." And while I haven't been monogamous, you're the only one that came inside.
Oh, God.
All the other guys were condoms. Liam. Yeah, well, I was too drunk to get it on, and condoms break all the time. Then Sierra, this is like a tennis match, ready? Nah, I did the water test. You know, where you fill the condom up with water to see if there are any leaks. And I talked to the other four guys, and they remember wearing a condom.
This actually, I think, reflects more on you, that you're friends with these people on Facebook.
I'm not friends with her. Okay, Liam, four guys? What the fuck? We were only broken up for a week. You're, Y-O-U-R, a fucking slut. And I'll pay for the damn test. I guarantee, which he managed to spell right, I'm not the father. And then Sierra comes back with, "Well, you know you couldn't satisfy me with your small little baby dill pickle."
And then Maury Povich comments, "Sorry, but you are the father."
Liam, that's fucked up. Take that comment down and call me. So it seems like he kind of just owned up to that one.
Yeah.
I have one more. If you only knew the pain I swallow just to put a smile on my face for you, you'd think twice about throwing me away. Four people like that.
And then there's a comment underneath. Four people later committed suicide.
There's one under that says, "You spelled jizz wrong." And 10 people like that. Which I thought was very appropriate.
You spelled jizz wrong. But they didn't write jizz in the post.
But he spelled it wrong. So either way, you should get shit for it, right?
Right. Yeah. If they think jizz is like a 14-word word. 14.
Do you have one more? Because I have a last one for you.
All right. This one. There's no nice way to tell someone they're dumb. So I'll just assume they know.
What was spelled wrong in that sentence?
The thing is, there was nothing spelled wrong in that sentence. Mm-hmm. But one of the replies was, sure there is. You just say, no offense, but you're not very smart. Y-O-U-R. Not very smart. It's okay if you say no offense. So they're saying, hey, it's okay to say, you say no offense, you're not very smart, but you have to make sure to use the improper version of your.
Just to connect with that person on their level. You don't want to seem too above them. So you have to use the wrong form of your.
Yep.
Is what you're saying.
You have to use the wrong form of your. That's like saying you're retarded. Y-O-U-R, retarded.
My retarded? What?
Your retarded is smarter than my retarded.
My retarded is just autistic, but your retarded has downs. Suck on that.
At least I can count the toothpicks off the floor. You lick them off the floor.
Goddamn window lickers.
And so this is actually when I replied. Mm-hmm. And then I said, no offense, but it's your. Spelling it right.
You know what's funny is the no offense is just like the just saying. Like, you can say anything you want, but then if you just end it with just saying, it's like, I absolve myself of all responsibility, so I can call you a stupid PM faggy retard. And if I say just saying at the end, no harm, no foul.
Unless you say it to a stupid PM faggy retard, and then they kill you.
In which case, they just have to accept it.
And then they say, no offense, after no offense, but bang, you're dead.
I just want to do hoo-rad things, no offense.
I just want to steal my grandma's car, no offense, with my friend's cigarette.
Cigarettes.
See, that's why I love Facebook.
I do love Facebook. It's like a playground for idiots, basically.
I want there to be like, never mind.
Kenny, you don't have any more?
I do, but I think this is getting a little stale.
I have one more, and it's the perfect one. So,
all right.
After my car getting broken into and losing my phone, my girlfriend of 2 years dumps me. I needed that like I needed a thumb up my ass.
Okay, there's no problem with those.
Nope, and then Larry liked this. Craig, who was the original poster, said, why the hell would you like this? Larry says, I was just providing you with a thumb. So, boom goes the dynamite on that one.
The best part is I like how it's Larry Craig, which was the congressman. Yeah. Who was
foot tap, foot tap.
Yeah, foot tap. Can you stick your thumb up a bum?
Foot tap. Foot tap glory hole.
Speaking of foot taps and glory holes.
Yes. Perfect.
Foot taps, glory holes, what's the first word that comes to mind?
Quasimodo. Yeah. Gay.
I don't know what you're doing with the gay thing. I've never heard that before.
Over and over.
Well, what does that mean?
Shiggity.
Shiggity.
So the next thing obviously that comes to your mind would be porn.
Well, porn, for sure, definitely. Without a doubt. Shiggity!
So, I thought of what... Since this podcast isn't visual.
No.
It's just audible.
True.
Hopefully.
Factual.
It's just factually audible.
Factually audible. Uh-huh.
I thought that it may be good that we do... Because we may have some blind listeners.
I think it's safe to assume that we do.
Either if it's just... blind in everyday life or physically blind.
Either one. That encompasses a large group of people.
If they're blind just to the right side of their keyboard where the commas and parentheses and apostrophes are.
And the space bar.
There's just a lot of people, their right eye is blind. That's what it is.
I'm blind in my right
Okay, so obviously we may have some blind listeners. And I thought, what would be beneficial to them? Because since they can't actually watch porn, I thought that may be good if we could describe some porn to them.
I think that's a fair assumption. We probably do have blind listeners.
And there actually is a website out there that's called Porn for the Blind that they do like audible descriptions of porn videos on the internet.
I also think that would be somewhat, that'd be a public service.
It is a public service, but the thing is, it's a public service with all, like, the normal porn out there.
That market is probably very saturated.
Yeah, very saturated, and I thought of what may be a very untapped market.
Okay, all right, so what do you got for us? Porn for the Blind.
Porn? This is a new segment I like to call Porn for the Blind. Yes, welcome to Porn for the Blind, which is we audibly describe the porn on the internet that is not quite your normal porn.
Descriptions for your fantasy. Come on, come
all. Come one, come all over your screen and keyboard. But you can't see it to clean it up, so good luck, blind people.
Just don't forget a moist towelette and just do your best with the aim.
So, coming up first on Porn for the Blind, this clip is a 1 minute and 51 second preview clip located at tinyurl.com/Kenny4321/, if you want to add at the end. This clip is called Chicken Fucker Strikes Again.
Oh, a little poultry fantasy, I see.
A little poultry for the penis. Some men really have no shame, and this man actually decides to fuck a chicken. So, when you click on the link located at rambomerkins.com, we can start the clip. We're going to start it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. So, what you see on your screen is a poultry device with a man fingering what looks to be like a fleshlight tip. He put it on the poultry and he has now fingered it with his index finger. No, I think it is middle finger, actually. He switched it up a little bit.
In fact, he's saying, fuck you, chicken!
Fuck you, chicken! Oh, now I have an uncircumcised penis that I'm going to enter the fleshlight a chicken with. Oh, and he actually takes a little bit of lube and sprays it very uncoordinatedly all over his penis.
It's a liberal amount of lube.
A liberal amount of lube all over the chicken and the tip of his uncircumcised penis, which he is now entering the tip of his penis into the poultry. And
he's teasing it a bit.
He teases the fake clitoris device all over the poultry. Because we didn't quite get a close enough picture of it, he is zooming in a little close, more point of view, and then just, I don't even think he has a tip of his penis, the foreskin is so large. He's just rubbing it around the fake rubber labia, and then sticking the poultry onto the outside of his penis.
In and around the labia.
He's ravishing that poultry device with his penis. He's trying to lift his shirt up so we can see his fub. I think it's fub. Fat up a penis area. And now he has twitched up his, switched up his, oh my god. He actually just now ejaculated all over the turkey. He has premature ejaculation with poultry.
He's a two-pump chicken chump.
Pump, pump, squeeze the tip, and there's the dump. All over the poultry device. 1 minute.
Yes, and the foreskin is quite in the way of the ejaculatory liquid. Liquid.
Ejaculatory. I think that is the right word, actually. Ejaculatory.
Ejaculatory liquid.
So
now
that was my Chicken Fucker Strikes Again.
Chicken Fucker Strikes Again. Now, I have one this week, and it's called The Incredible Retractable Penis. Are you ready for this, Kenneth?
I'm ready for this one.
Is everyone ready out there? I'll take that as a yes. Okay.
Porn for the Blind presents The Incredible Retractable Penis.
playing in 3, 2, and 1. Now, this man is playing with his undergarments, flipping them inside out, and just inspecting them generally. Now he's slipping one leg inside of his undergarments, what looked like seems to be a hairy ball sack, and now he's putting on his undergarments.
But the hairy ball sack, I didn't see anything else there.
I didn't either. It looks like there should be a penis there, but now I just see a big beer belly. Now he's flopping his penis out, but it looks to be a lot like a large clitoris with foreskin.
That looks like a kind of a small, tiny clitoris.
Like a little baby clitoris inside of a ball sack, nestled in his jeans, which he just pulled up. Now he's just showing his buttocks inside of his jeans. And there goes the retractable penis again. Oh, what a mighty clitoris he's flopping about with his ball sack. Hairy, I might add.
I'm not quite sure. Is this what China happened to come to nowadays? Because she has a very large clitoris, and she just let herself go.
I think so. It's just missing it. Oh, now he's masturbating his clitoris. And now he's showing it in all his glory. It looks to be about 2, maybe 2.5 inches. And that's the end of the video. So he didn't even come to fruition. He just kind of played around with his large clitoris without the piercing, I might add.
No, thank God there was no piercing on that large clitoris.
And that's the end of the incredible retractable penis.
Oh, this has been another episode, or the first episode, of PornForTheBlind.com. Well, well, now that was that.
Woo! I feel refreshed.
I just came.
I mean, I came a while ago, but that's what we're talking about. You fucking the dog.
Really, and I don't even know. I don't even think there's a topper to Porn for the Blind.
I don't think so either. I think the only thing we could just basically harp on is the fact that Karen's a huge bitch and she should have been on this podcast with us, and we're going to do everything we can to offend her in every possible way until she gets her ass on this podcast. I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but
next week, or maybe it'll be 2 weeks, maybe it'll be a month.
Who knows with Karen and her poo pen? Well, so, if Karen is never on the show, we're going to bring on everyone close to her. That's going to be the game plan. So we're working on her boyfriend.
Mom's coming. Yep. Mom, I know Karen's mom would love to do this.
I think she would. And we can even have an imposter Karen on here. I mean, there's an endless amount of things we can do with this. So
next week, Karen probably won't be on here, but her mom might be.
But stay tuned, because you never know. But probably Karen's a huge Karen, so it doesn't look very likely. But RamboMerkin.com, I know that.
Twitter at RamboMerkin, which I think we need to start using.
Twitter, yeah, we should probably get on there. And then hatemail at RamboMerkin.com.
Group has a Karen, and she's always a bag of douche.